Hotshot Audio presents Revenger, written by Alistair Reynolds, read by Claire Corbett.
1. Rackamore. Chapter 1. Adrana had always hated Dr. Morsence. He'd been the family physician since our parents landed on Mazaral before we were born. He'd been there as Adrana and I grew up, and he'd been there when the plague took our mother. The plague was what turned my father against men like Captain Rackamore, because he reckoned they were meddling in things that were better off being locked up. As far as I know, no one ever proved the plague came out of a bauble. None of that stopped him from being talked into a stupid investment in exactly the thing he disapproved of. He was like that, easily persuaded against his own judgment. And it came to a head in the Hall of History one Forge Day evening in spring 1799. Father had gone to see what had come of his investment, and because he wanted to make a good showing among all the moneyed bigwigs in the Mazaral Chamber of Commerce, he brought both of us along for the evening. We were meant to be on our best behaviour, prim and proper educated young ladies. Adrana wasn't having any of it.
Dr. Morsence,
called Father, noticing the family physician a few tables away.
Come and join us. It's been too long since you've seen Adrana and Arafura. Look how much they've grown.
Dr. Morsence limped over. He was a pepperpot-shaped man who always wore black, and too many layers of it.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Ness,
he said, in his gruff, greasy voice, touching a hand to his forehead. Then he started humming a little tune. Dr. Morsence was always humming little tunes, as if his own thoughts needed blacking out, the way one skull can smother the signal from another.
Your daughters are a credit to you,
he said, buttering his words until they were soggy.
They must be a great consolation, given the disappointments of Captain Lar's expedition. Your investment wasn't too burdensome, I presume.
We'll weather it,
Father said, putting a brave face on things.
You always do, Mr. Ness, and it's to your credit, as are your daughters. Fine specimens, both. It's been my pleasure and my privilege to have seen them through their development.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?